Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Oats, spring triticale, or barley, planted early this spring, will soon be ready for grazing. The potential seems great, but you may be disappointed if you don't graze it right. Oat pastures have increased in popularity in recent years. They can reduce problems from drought and provide fast, early grazing. Oat pastures can be very productive and last through early summer, but they also disappoint sometimes. While we don't know all we need to know, here are a few grazing recommendations that will help you succeed. Oats grows rapidly. Once it gets to 5 or 6 inches tall, it quickly can shoot up to a foot or more in no time at all. As nice as it sounds, if initial oat growth gets that tall, it may not stool out, tiller, and regrow well after grazing. So it's important to start grazing early and to graze hard enough to keep your oats vegetative and leafy, thereby stimulating it to constantly form new tillers. But how early is early? That's hard to say, but if your animals start to first graze when oats get 6 to 8 inches tall and they remove just half the growth, it should recover rapidly and tiller well. You probably will need to give your oats a couple of weeks' time to regrow after the first grazing. After this first grazing stimulates tillering, keep oat regrowth between 6 and 16 inches tall using either continuous or rotational stocking. Begin with a light stocking rate, maybe about one animal for every 2 or 3 acres, then adjust animal numbers as growth changes. Don't worry if a few plants head out. But if many plants get tall and approach the boot stage, either stock heavily for one last hard graze out or consider cutting for hay. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Range and Forage Specialist Jerry Valesky.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.